Now, the Australian Labor Party's year of horrors is not letting up. Their hopes were dashed in the New South Wales state election, and then weeks later, the federal election disaster. Now they are mired in scandal over not just illegal donations, but over a cover-up at the top levels of the once all-powerful New South Wales Labor machine. The party boss in New South Wales, the fast-rising Kayla Minane, has been left weeping in the witness box, her career destroyed after admitting knowing about and then burying the knowledge of an illegal $100,000 donation from a Chinese billionaire whom ASIO had warned both major parties to avoid. And there will be more to come, with the New South Wales ICAC calling more witnesses in coming days, including a former state MP who effectively was accused on Friday of lying. Well, Sean Nichols has been covering New South Wales politics for many years. He's now with Four Corners. Sean, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Good morning, Hugh.
Now, obviously, people in New South Wales have got a little bit of a feel for this story, but across the country, others may be less aware. So just bring us up to date. What was the big bombshell of the last week?
Sure. Well, all of this started way back in 2015 with a big fundraising dinner in Chinatown in Sydney at a restaurant called The Eight. About 600 people in attendance. Also, the then New South Wales Labor leader, Luke Foley, was there, Bill Shorten as well. And it raised large sums of money. It subsequently has emerged that bags of cash from that fundraiser were delivered to Sussex Street. That some question about exactly who did it, but that's a problem because the person who is allegedly behind the $100,000 donation that emerged from that fundraiser is a property developer. And in New South Wales, property developers have not been allowed to donate to state political campaigns since 2010.
And not just a property developer, but a person who we've subsequently learned ASIO was telling the major parties to steer clear of because he could be, quote, an agent of influence of the Communist Party authorities in China.
Well, absolutely. When this first was drawn to the attention of Kayla Minane in 2016, by that time she had become General Secretary of the New South Wales Labor Party, sort of her dream job. And just that same year, the federal Labor and Liberal leaders had been warned about this bloke Wang Zhengmo, who is not only a big property developer in Sydney, but also has very close links to the propaganda arm of the Chinese government. And extraordinarily, ASIO went to the extent of warning the political parties not to have anything to do with him, because they figured that his large political donations, and he's donated millions to both sides of politics over the years, were a clear attempt to influence Australian policy on things like China foreign policy.
Now, it's been reported that there was a $400,000 donation that was essentially had been offered or dangled in front of the Labor Party from this guy that was then withdrawn after Stephen Smith and the minister in the Labor government decided to have a crack at China over the militarization of these islands in the South China Sea. Mm. And so that $400,000 was withdrawn as a potential donation. So there's a clear sign that this is how it works. If you toe our line, there's plenty of money coming. And if you don't, that tap gets turned off.
Yeah, so a classic case of quid pro quo. And some would call that corruption. It's legal, of course, in Australia, but it goes to the heart of the problem with the donation system in Australia federally and to a lesser extent in the state levels, in that donors giving these huge amounts of money are not doing it for no reason. And that, of course, as we know, led to new legislation at the federal level, sort of banning foreign donors and any lobbyists and other people who were acting on behalf of foreign entities having to be on a disclosure list, sort of like a watch list, I suppose. So if there's anything good that's come out of that process, it's that there is an increasing awareness of the dangers of foreign money coming into Australian politics.
So this is the great lie of all the political parties like to say, is that, yes, I take the donations, but of course it doesn't influence our policy
positions.
Absolutely,
absolutely. And it's patently ridiculous. We in the media have been pointing this out for many, many years. And in New South Wales, there's a long long, sad history of political donations and the favours that have been expected and given for them. We have a former minister, Eddie Obed, in jail, who has long been accused of, you know, arranging donations in order for favours. I mean, that's not what he went to jail for, but it's a long, sad history in New South Wales.
So the New South Wales Labor leader, Jodie McKay, was very quick to suspend Kayla Minnane as party secretary in New South Wales. So quick, in fact, that Kayla Minnane found out about it through the media, not directly. Mm. Where's Anthony Albanese been in all of this?
Well, Albanese has been studiously not commenting on this. And he was drawn into this because there was some suggestions by media commentators mainly that he may need to intervene in the New South Wales branch of the Labor Party and do something about the rotten culture that apparently has grown up there. It's not unprecedented. Kevin Rudd had a bit of an intervention in the New South Wales branch some years ago when he was Prime Minister. Often it's a staged event and there's no real reform undertaken. Albo's under pressure at the moment. He's been called upon to come and fix New South Wales. And of course, he's from New South Wales. His problem, to some degree, is that he's in the wrong faction. New South Wales has been run by the right faction of the Labor Party with an iron fist for many, many decades now. Mr. Albanese's sort of the leader of the Labor, was until he became leader of the party in the left faction. So there's a problem, there's a cultural problem there.
Okay, well, there's much more to play out. There are more witnesses to be called before IACAC during the course of this coming week. Sean Nichols, thanks for giving us the update.
Thank you, Hugh.